The international organization that runs figure skating is meeting today and tomorrow in Switzerland to decide the fate of Marie Rennes-Lagunia. She's the French judge whose tearful admission of voting pressure earlier this year triggered one of the most infamous Olympic scandals in history and resulted in demands to reform figure skating. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
To recap, 2.5 months ago, the Olympic Games in Salt Lake City were about to be swallowed whole by scandal. A Russian couple narrowly won the pairs skating event, even though it appeared they'd been outskated by, who can forget them, Canadians Jamie Soleil and David Peltier. Amidst cries of fix, International Skating Union head Ottavio Cinquanta made this announcement 4 days after the scandal broke.
The decision is that we have suspended with immediate effect Mrs. Marie Rennes-Lagunia, since the council got enough evidence that this individual was responsible of misconduct.
French judge Marie Rennes-Lagunia wept after the pairs competition as she told ISU officials she'd been pressured to vote for the Russians. The pressure, she said, came from the head of her own country's skating federation, Didier Gayet. Several days later, in the grand tradition of skating melodrama, Lagunia changed her story. She repeated the new version last night in an exchange with Ed Bradley on the CBS program 60 Minutes.
Were you told by the French Federation to vote the Russians first?
No, never.
But at that meeting, you said you were pressured by Didier Gayet.
Yes, but I was not myself.
Lagunia says after she voted for the Russians because of their more creative performance, she got pressured by ISU officials who thought she should have voted for the Canadians. Lagunia told Ed Bradley she made false claims against Gayet after the pressure included physical threats.
I was aggressed. It was terrible. I felt in danger because you have all this pressure. And many judges really are scared by that. Many judges think about their career and about their promotion, and they obey.
The once tearful Lagunia now is resolute, sounding every bit the French native. She says she'll not allow herself to be decapitated by international skating officials at today's hearing. Still, other judges have come forward in recent days with a kind of damning evidence that could mean more punishment for Lagunia beyond her current suspension. While the ISU deliberates, others in the skating world are focused on a better future for the sport, one that might even require decapitating the ISU.
We've actually asked the IOC to appoint a special committee to take over the ISU to reorganize them, if you will. It's clear the situation has gotten totally out of control.
The situation, says skating magazine publisher Mark Lund, includes not just the Lagunia scandal, but a similar judging mess at last month's World Championships. There's a great need for reform, says Lund, but he's not sure skating's governing body can take the lead. The ISU, he says, moves too slowly. The first opportunity for quick action comes in June, when the ISU considers proposals to make judging more objective and to reduce the possibility that judges vote in blocks. Many believe the outcome of the current hearing will indicate whether officials are serious about change. Tom Goldman, NPR News.